Good evening, good evening, good evening. This is Mr. Candle speaking. Here we are on a beautiful August evening, sitting at the bedside of children all over the world. Well, tonight I'm sitting at the bedside of Beatrice. That's a good one. Beatrice and Ollie. And Beatrice and Ollie are having a big discussion. Beatrice, by the way, is Oliver's mother. And Beatrice is saying to Oliver, "Oliver, if you were to do the things that you tell me you would like to do, you would be so happy and I'd be so proud." "What's that, Mom?" "Well, you say you would like to invent a ship that would fly around the world in no time at all."
"That's right, Mom. I'd like to do that."
"And you say you'd like to invent a car that floats in the air. It doesn't need any gas and doesn't need any tires, and it just floats with people's thoughts." "Yeah, that's what I heard from Ingeborg Puckert. She was telling me that thoughts are things, and that I could make a car out of thoughts and it would float in the air." "Well, Ollie, look, I want to tell you, any dream you have in your mind, I'm behind you 100%. "Mom, you're so great. You're so wonderful." "Mom, I have a friend." "Is that right, Oliver?" "And my friend is very unhappy." "Oh, I'm sorry to hear that." "And Mom, I'd like to have him talk to you. I'd like to have him meet you, because I know his mom and dad are so busy, they don't have any time for him. And every time he asks his mom or dad something, they say, 'That's foolishness. That's foolishness.' But Mom, you never say that. And I always feel so good after our conversations." "Well, Ollie, I love you, and I have something that is not too frequent in the world today. It's the big P."
"Big P, what's that, Mom? Go to the toilet?"
"No, no, no, Ollie. The big P is patience." "Oh, okay. Okay. Yeah, that you got, Mom. You got patience. And I like that. And Daddy likes that, too. In fact, Daddy says, we have the most patient mommy in the world here." And, of course, we agree. And Barbara feels that way, too, but she doesn't always say it. She just gets out and has her own patience. But, Ollie, who's this friend of yours? "Well, this friend of mine is Anita." "Oh, Anita? You mean her parents don't stop and talk with her and share with her and encourage her to do her own thinking?" "Well, that's a lot of stuff you just said, Mom. But, yeah, I guess that's right. I guess that's right. Because they're so busy, they don't have the big P for her." "And I know, I know. Okay, Mom, when can I bring her over?" "Well, Ollie, when would you like to bring her over?" "Right now." "Well, what do you mean right now?" "Well, she's waiting on the back porch. I told her I'd talk you into, I mean, I'd tell you, I'd ask you if you would talk to her." "Oh, Ollie, you are something else again." So Oliver runs to the back door, opens the door. "Anita, come on, I told her. Can you come on in? Come on in." So Anita comes in, looking kind of sheepish and like as though she's doing something she shouldn't be doing, you know. And she said, "B? Anita, you call me B? Well, Ollie calls you B when you're not around. You mean he doesn't call me Mother?" "No. He called me B? Well, how about that? Okay, go ahead, call me B." So Anita calls her B, and Anita says, "Well, Ollie's mom, I have lots of dreams and lots of goals and lots of things I'd like to do in my life. And every time I tell my parents about it, they say, 'Wait, you're not old enough. Wait, you know, later, another time.' I haven't got time. I'm so busy doing the laundry. I'm so busy cleaning the house. I'm so busy mowing the lawn. I'm so busy doing all these things. I don't have time. I just don't have time." And then Anita says, "Well, Mom, why did you bother having us kids if you don't have time for us?"
That's not very nice of you to say that, her mother said to her. That's not very nice. And he said, I'm sorry.
And so B said, Anita, did you really say that to your mother? And Anita says, yeah. Well, Anita, you know, Ollie, why don't you go out and play, and I'll talk with Anita here. And so Ollie says, okay. So he went out and played. And B and Anita sat having a cup of cocoa together. And B says, you know, Anita, one of the hardest things for parents to come up with is patience. Because they didn't have patience from their own family. They didn't have patience from their own mommies and daddies. And so when they start raising kids, they don't have patience for their kids. They just don't know what to do. They think they have to make money and keep the house clean and keep everything in order, and that's what's all they have to do. But, yeah, Anita started crying. Yeah, that's my mommy and daddy, right? They don't have any time for me. I know they love me, but they just don't have any time for me. Well, Anita, why don't you start having time for them? Me, for them? How can I do that? Well, whenever your mother's doing something, you go and say, Mom, let me push the vacuum cleaner for you while you do whatever you want to do. Or, Mom, I'm going to wipe the dust out of the corners. I'm going to crawl down behind the couch here and behind the chairs and stuff and clean this up area where you don't have to kneel down to do that. I'll do that for you. And then as something else is going on, oh Mom, let me set the table. You know, you're making the meal. I'll set the table. I'll do all those things there. And then you say that. And pretty soon, you build up a relationship with your mom. You begin to get closer because you're both doing things that got to be done, you think. And your mom is starting to say, Anita is a good girl. Anita is a good girl. And before you know it, you say, Mom, do you think I can fly to the moon? Anita, you are a good girl. You can do anything you want to do. And you know, I begin to feel like I'm a worthwhile person again, Anita would say, you know. And B is very wise also, like King Solomon, you know. And so she talks to Anita, and she tells Anita all these wonderful things. Well, they had a good talk. And Anita came a couple more times for cocoa. She liked B's cocoa. And they sat together, and they talked. And then, one day, Ollie was over at Anita's house. And he saw Anita's mommy and daddy, and he saw how happy they were. And there seemed to be sort of a quietness in the house. And Ollie says, Anita, you're always saying your house is so busy. And Anita says, well, you know, Ollie, since I've been talking to your mommy, I've been learning how to be peaceful and patient myself. And because I'm learning to be peaceful and patient myself, my mommy and daddy are peaceful and patient. They always were, but I didn't see it. I always saw their busy times, and that's when I went to talk to them, rather than seeing their quiet times when that's when they want to talk to me. And you know, Ollie, your mommy is quite a lady. She showed me a lot of good stuff. But you know, Ollie, I'm so happy I know you as my friend. And Ollie says, well, Anita, you're okay too. So let's go play. And so they went out to play. Well, now, where did we find Anita and Ollie and B? Where did we find them? Right here. We were visiting them tonight at their house, at their world. And there comes B. Ollie, time to go to bed. And Ollie is already in his PJs, jumping into bed. He says, I'm in bed already, Mom. And she says, oh. And she says, well, I see you got the candle going there. That's Mr. Candle, Mommy. He sits on my bedside, and I talk to him every night, and he tells me stories about his trips all around the world, visiting boys and girls. And you know, Mommy, he told me the story of what he told the other children about you, and how you and Anita talked, and the things you did. And you know, Mommy, you're pretty famous. You're famous all over the world as Mr. Candle goes around talking to the boys and girls just before they go to sleep, telling them stories that are ready to set them in happy moods before they take off for a good night's sleep. Oh, is that right, Ollie? Well, you tell Miss Mom, you can tell Mr. Candle yourself. Okay, Mr. Candle, thank you very much for sharing all of my good things. And Mr. Candle, if you ever need any more ideas, just ask me. I'm full of them. Mitchell Cattle said, okay, B, you're quite a woman, I tell you. So, hey, look at there, Mr. Sandman. He's got his bag of pixie dust. He's going to sprinkle it on everybody. And B says, good night, Ollie. I don't want to go to sleep yet. And so she walks out of the room, and Mr. Sandman sprinkles his sand on Ollie and all the other children of the world and says, have happy dreams, boys and girls. Mr. Sandman, he'll be back another night. And Mr. Campbell says, hey, that's my line. That's my line. Hey, guys, gals, I'll see you tomorrow night. Same time, same place, same station. Light the candle and I'm there. And everybody says, wow! And clonk, they all fall sound asleep. So, boys and girls, until tomorrow night, I'll see you then at your bedside. Whether you got a candle or not, I'll be there. Because I love you. I love you.
I love you.